Yeah, no, they're playing real good football. I think they won like 6 out of 8 or 6 out of 9. Their offense is putting up a lot of yards, scoring points. Defense is playing well. They're playing with a lot of confidence. So this is a big game.
Steven was saying only one guy's gotten 100 yards on this defense, and he plays with the Texans, and that's something that you want to kind of recognize.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Slayton's been running well, even probably since that game. You know, he ripped that one run off, got 80 in the first, and then we held him in check the second half. So we kind of want to pick up where we left off in the second half. And I don't think it sits too well that, you know, he got that 100. So I think we need to get some of them yards back.
Do you remember back to last year's game in Houston, that shootout, the great comeback that they had?
I don't think about that much. I remember that game. It's hard to forget. It's just I don't remember where it falls. But it was last year. So, yeah, that was a crazy game, and that shows what type of team they are. You know, they fight hard, especially if you come into their house. You saw what they did to Jacksonville on Monday Night Football, so we're definitely prepared. We're not overlooking them. We have some business of our own to take care of, and, you know, the best way to do it is go down to Houston and get a win.
Generally always a crazy game in Houston, though.
Yeah, you know, it's a fierce rivalry. You know, this organization used to be there. You know, there's a big following for the Titans in Houston. And as well, you know, their Texans are playing well. So it makes for a more exciting game.
You know, Mr. Adams would especially like for you guys to win this game.
Yeah, you know, we understand that he and I think the other owner, they live in the same neighborhood or something like that. So I'm sure it's for bragging rights, and they probably bet about $1 on the game each.
Kerry did a little pub today about wanting to be a country songwriter. Could you listen to something he wrote?
Yeah, of course. I'll give it a shot. You know, it depends on who's singing it. If he's writing a song, you got to be able to tell it. So I'm sure whoever he gets to sing it could probably enhance it. So depending on the singer is whether I listen or not. If he's singing, I'm definitely not listening.
are you in a Mods bowling league?
You know what? I've gone and I didn't bowl, but I need to go get the belt. You know, there's a championship bowling belt going around. If you go to my hall's locker, he has it. He's right now the reigning bowling champ. But I'm a competitor, so I think I'm going to have to come for the belt.
What's your best bowling average or score?
I don't know. I don't know if it's belt worthy yet, but I got to practice.
You said you got to be 175 before you even get on the lane with him.
Yeah, I know. That's the word on the street. I'm going to go out tonight and work on my curve, work on the hook.
Are you satisfied with your sideline Gatorade technique?
Yeah, it was cool. It was water. Could have been Gatorade, but, you know, I figured it's already cold. And you don't want to have, like, sugar and stuff all over you. But it was cool. It worked out.
And you'd like to do it again?
Oh, yeah, we hope to do it again. Hopefully we can do it towards the middle of January, but, you know, we'll kind of just let that one play out.
How much is
twice. We would like to do it 2 more times.
Home field advantage is, like, your next goal here. And, you know, you got a Texas team that on paper you should win. Then you got really 2 tough ones after that. How much do you look at this as, like, the moment? Things fall right this weekend with other games. This could be it.
I mean, it's just like every other week, the approach we take. We go out to win these games. So just because we've clinched the division doesn't mean anything. This is a division game, and Houston Texans, they're playing well, and, you know, they want to play for the division, I'm sure, next year. So by us being, you know, the current division champs, I think it's on our back to go out there and not necessarily defend our title, but show why we are, you know, AFC South champions. So we're definitely not going down to Houston overlooking them, looking to the 2 games after that. So, you know, we'll take care of everything we need to take care of on Sunday, and if other things fall in our favor, that's great.